Lady Vols coach. And Charlie, that was 112 points. Now that was blessings from heaven, wasn't it? I mean, 112 points. That offense was clicking.
Yeah, the girls played really hard on both ends of the floor, and they bought into some of the things that we had made adjustments on. You know, early in the year, we were struggling, you know, in putting the ball in the basket, but the girls have turned it around, and hopefully we can continue to do it the rest of the season.
I was amazed just at some of the individual stats here. Horton had 26. Cheyenne Trotter had a double-double. She had 15 rebounds and 21 points. An excellent game from Cheyenne. And the rebounding edge that you had was just tremendous. 51 to 27, rebounding edge over Shawnee.
Yes, we have been struggling a little bit with that on the rebounding side. When we played Albany, we gave up 25 offensive rebounds, and so we kind of made our practices a focus on doing a better job on the boards and sharing the ball and moving and get some transition baskets and get some easy shots. So I think the girls did that.
Cheyenne Trotter had an outstanding game, 9 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from the line, had 15 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, only had 1 turnover in the game, 21 points, and Trotter had, that was almost a perfect game.
Yeah, she stepped up to the plate on Saturday, and she's really been taking it personal to try to do things a little better from her standpoint to try to help team win, and she came in mentally prepared and ready to play on Saturday, and so it turned out well for her. So we're looking forward to her to continue to show that leadership.
Now, what does a game like Saturday do, where you scored 112 points and overwhelmed an opponent? What does that do for the team's confidence? Because now you play at 5 o'clock tomorrow night against Rend Lake, a Division I team. A team that you haven't played yet this year, because when the men went up to Rend Lake, there was just one game. You've got a late season game scheduled with the Rend Lake ladies up there. But what does that win do for your confidence?
It's huge for the mental side of it. You know, we struggled at the beginning of the year, and so we had some challenges with our emotions with it and mental aspect of it. But one thing that I think it did was made the young ladies tougher. And so on Saturday, you begin to see some things that they've improved on from early on, taking some of the hits that we did. But I think it's a tremendous thing for us to win and win in the way that we did. So hopefully it carries over for tomorrow night and the rest of the season.
What do you know about the Rend Lake ladies program? You'll see them at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. I'm sure you've gotten a little bit of a thumbnail sketch on what they're like or what they like to do. What do you think about Rend Lake tomorrow night?
They're going to be tough, you know. They played Albany pretty good at Albany. You know, they were leading the game all the way through to about midway to fourth quarter, somewhere around there. So you know that they can hit shots, and they get out in transition. They play hard on the defensive end, and they rebound. And so we have to come in ready to play, because I know they will show up ready to play. So if we can match their intensity on both ends of the floor, I think it'll put us in a good position to be able to be successful.
Talking to Charlie Jones, the Lady Vols basketball coach, and we talk about this a lot, Charlie, when we get to that next level from high school to college. And now this time of the season, late January, you're going to play the whole month of February. You've got a couple of regular season games in March. Where some of the freshmen, this is when, you know, that old cliche, hitting the wall. It's, you know, boy, in high school, you know, you'd just about be wrapping up the season now. But you've got, let's say, what, 8, 9, 10 games left to go. and some very important ones in that stretch.
Yes, and you sound like you were in our practice today. That's one of the things that I stress to the whole team, is that this is the time of year that, you know, it seems like it's just routine. It's just continue to do the same thing, and, you know, it gets old. And I said, this is the time that you really have to pick it up and really be mentally tough. To not allow yourself to get to that part like that during this part of the season, because it's easy to slip up and not do what you need to do, you know, in the games and in practice and in your individual workouts that you do, all of those things. You got to stay focused. You can't lose focus right now. And like you said, we have 8 more games, and so we got to stay focused and really, I told him, you have to stay hungry. When you stay hungry, then you're able to be more focused on what you're trying to get done and what you're trying to accomplish.
And these go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I said, and that's what I was telling the young ladies today in practice.
Now, the 2 of the next 8, you said you got 8 left. 2 of those next games are at home. Tomorrow at 5 against Red Lake, and then Saturday at home against Southwestern Illinois College at 1:00. So, you know, you could start putting together a little winning streak here, which doesn't help doesn't hurt the confidence either.
Oh no! It's one of those things. It's a very big confidence booster, and so we just have to continue to stay focused on what we're trying to do and the goals that we have set for ourselves. And and I think the girls will do that, because they, you know, if you taste so many defeats and you start to win a little bit, and you're getting better, you can tell you're getting better, it helps you a little bit more to stay hungry to continue to do better. So,
well, it's going to be exciting. Charlie Jones, the Lady Volunteers, if you haven't seen them play, they're an exciting bunch. They play tomorrow at 5:00 against Red Lake College, and that will be a home game. And they'll play also at home Saturday against Southwestern Illinois College, SWIC. That'll be a 1:00 tip-off. You can hear the games broadcasting on stream, 103.5ESPN.com. Matt Varnell will have the calls. Tim Ritchie will be alongside. And, you know, Coach, also, too, with these conference games, they're not easy games. And you play the tough games in the non-conference to get you ready for the conference. But this conference grind can get you down, too. Is everybody pretty healthy? Do you have any problem, anybody you're worried about right now, injury-wise?
No. Everybody's pretty healthy. And this stretch that we've had, it's probably been the first time all season that we haven't had someone dealing with some kind of sickness or some type of injury. And so we've been pretty healthy. And so I think that helps a whole lot as well.
Charlie Jones, he'll be on the sidelines tomorrow at 5:00. The Johnny Logan Lady Vols taking on Red Lake. Coach, thanks. Congratulations on the big win at Shawnee, and let's start backing them up back-to-back.
Awesome, and I appreciate you guys having me on, and we're looking forward to it, and looking forward for the fans coming out to support the young ladies. They've been working hard, and I think they'll enjoy how the team is playing right now.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Talk to you tomorrow night, Charlie. Thank you.
All right, thank you.